Now, listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 15.
Thank you for all coming to today's information session on bicycle use in the inner city. I'll start by telling you about the City Council's new bicycle hire scheme, which is called City Cycle. We want to provide people who don't own a bike a convenient way to get around the inner city. Now, to use City Cycle, first you need to subscribe to the service, and you can do that online. Just go to the City Council website and follow the prompts, and you'll be sent a card. Once you've done that, you can unlock one of our bikes from any station in the inner city area. Just go to the station and log on at the computer terminal. You'll be shown a diagram of the bikes that are currently available at the station, so you just choose the one you want by touching the screen. You don't need a password or anything. Once you've chosen your bike, you can then go to where the bikes are stored and push the release button. After you do that, you have about 10 seconds to take the bike out of the rack. You can now start your bike ride. Further down the track, we're thinking about adding lockers for bags if the scheme is popular. Oh, at this point, can I just clarify something that a few people have been asking, and that is, do I have to wear a helmet? Well, the answer is yes, you do. That's a requirement by law in this state, so don't forget to wear one at all times when riding. Now, at the end of your trip, just come back to one of the City Cycle stations and wheel the bike into the bike rack. It's important to make sure that the bike is properly secured, because you could be held liable if it goes missing. The green light on the rack will confirm that it has been locked into place. So, we hope that with such a simple scheme, we'll have many users.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 16 to 20 on page 4. Now listen and answer questions 16 to 20.
Let's turn to another initiative, the layout of the new Council Bicycle Centre, which will be opening next week. This is for people who already own a bike. We wanted to provide a place for cyclists to store their bikes, then change before going on to work. Can you all see the plan? If you look at the bottom towards the right-hand corner, you'll see where the cyclists enter the centre. People want more than just a place to park their bikes. That's why you'll see a coffee cart. That's it there between the reception desk and the vending machines. I'm sure it'll be very popular with commuters first thing in the morning. Now, of course, some of our cyclists have very expensive bikes, so we'll have a totally secure place for them to park. That's it in the top right-hand corner. Now, there's another special service for the cyclists that I'd like to show you. Look back at the entry on the map. Just to the left of reception, on the Donovan Street side of the building, you'll see quite a large room. That's the workshop, where cyclists will be able to leave their bikes for repairs while they are at work. We've put a lot of thought into the facilities of the centre. If you have any valuables with you, you can leave these in our lockers. The locker room is in the top left-hand corner of your plan, so you can store your bag or wallet there before you head off for a shower. We've installed 10 state-of-the-art power showers. They are located in this room here, to the left of the hairdryers and just near the exit. There's also a water cooler available, so you can grab a drink and then pick up a towel next to the water cooler there.
That is the end of section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers.